Bush Oil Bradford Bucks Lightning get it stuck. Greetings, sports fans, to the greatest show on earth. This is Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. We're creeping up on Valentine's Day, so if you hear any sexy noises, it's not me dancing around, rubbing my breasts and whatnot. It's the AC system. There's something fucking wrong with it. There's always something wrong with this fucking place. But I am always rubbing my breasts. My breasts, as they say down here, my breasts. What's going on? How's it going? Everyone doing good? Pearcast 2015 went off without a hitch. People are loving it. Their fucking pear sales have gone through the roof, apparently. Since I put up that podcast, I mean, I can't believe the response I've received from the pear community. The pear lobby's already on me trying to get me to do some PSAs about pears. There's a few pears I missed, so who knows, later in the year, you know, we could see something. I'm going to be auctioning off the Pearcast 2015, set list right here. That's physical paper right there. That ain't no fucking... electronic copy. That ain't no electronic mail or anything. Why don't we kick it off with the Bucks? There's some fucking news with the Bucks, so I'm gonna go right to the big one. Josh McCown released. I didn't see that. I mean, I guess it wasn't a surprise. McCown and Glennon on there. They got some of the jerky. I don't know his name. I guess I should do my research. And with the power of editing, I don't edit out me bringing that up. I just come back in and pause it and look it up. It's Seth Lobato out of Northern Carolina. By Carolina, I mean Colorado. Northern Colorado State. I guess they picked him up last year. 6'6", 223, a towering Adonis there. They got a lot of tall, lanky fucks. You know, get someone who's a little stout. Those guys are working. Drew Brees. Fucking Russell Simmons. By Russell Simmons, I mean Russell Wilson. Russell Simmons, Def Jam founder. So, yeah, that leaves them with that. They get rid of McCown. He may be getting some looks from the Jets. I would assume the Bills as well. Just to get some experience in those, you know, Mike Vick. He's good, but Vic's not good there in the backfield. By backfield, I mean the quarterback position. He's not the experienced guy you want on your team. The veteran, that's the word I'm looking for. You know, because it's like, you fought dogs. Like, you don't want that guy. Is that the guy you want leading your team? Like, if that's the guy you want mentoring, the veteran you want mentoring the younger guys. Yeah, but you fought dogs, and you might have drowned a few. You might have drowned a dog that didn't need to be drowned, Mike. So I'm probably not going to listen to your life advice. McCown's a good guy, from what I've seen. And from what I've seen is zero. I haven't seen anything. But I imagine he's going to get some looks, which will be good. You know, he came down here. You know, Lovie Smith, he knew the guy. Let's bring him down. So we got him gone, which further solidifies the Bucks drafting a QB, which, again, it comes down to Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. They're saying that it's probably going to be Jameis Winston because he, I guess, has more experience in an NFL-type type offense, whereas Mariota has a kind of a spread offense. That's what he's used to, which doesn't roll over well into the NFL experience there when you're playing. So I still, you know, you see the kind of like a hometown thing. Let's get Jameis Winston, because he's Florida State. I don't know where he's from originally. Maybe somewhere in Florida, possibly. I don't know. With Florida State, it could be anywhere. You know, there's certain schools you're like, okay, these guys are going to bring people from anywhere. Then if you're playing at, you know, North Carolina or fucking, USF, you're going to have That's usually people who are in the community already. So I don't know where he's from. Fucking look it up if you want to know. I personally do not care. I would rather have Mariota because he's Action Jackson, man. He's fucking Action Jackson. That's what I'm going to call him. Speaking of Jackson, Vinny Jacks there. they're probably going to be asking him, receiver Vincent Jackson, asking him to take a pay cut. He's due $9.8 million. Yeah, I'd take a pay cut from that as long as it wasn't down to the $8 that I make an hour. I don't make that, but I'm not going to reveal the actual money that I make. It's just, it's uncouth. It's uncouth. You just don't do it. So they're going to be asking him to take a pay cut, which I'm hoping he does. I hope they don't get rid of him because you're going to want that experience when you're most likely, if anything, you're going to draft Mariota or you're going to draft Winston. And Glennon's going to start because he's had 2 years experience. He kind of knows what to look for. And then by week four, people are going to be calling to start the guy. And Tampa Bay's been known to fold in the past. So you want the experience on the outside, some trusted receivers, which Vincent Jackson, he's about as trusted as you can be. Have a guy on the outside, and Mike Evans has shown he can play with anyone, and he really really stepped it up at the end of the year there. During the whole season, man, I don't know why he wasn't. He didn't make a crazy one-handed catch. That's why he wasn't considered. Or he was considered, but why he didn't win. Fucking rookie of the year there. That's why he didn't do that. more with the Bucks. They released the schedules for next year. Bucks got the 29th toughest schedule, or the 4th easiest. That's based on the teams they're playing this year, based on their records from last year. which, based on last year, the teams they would be playing next year, you follow me? Their records were 108, 146, and 2. Which most of that I chalk up to them playing Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta twice a year, and they all had losing records. It was a poor NFC South last year, which, again, I'll say it, that would have been the year for the Bucks to have a fucking decent team, but they didn't. And I don't think next year they're going to have as shitty records, so they're going to have to do some stuff, especially a quarterback, and they're going to have to get some people on the front line to protect that quarterback. So I don't expect the Saints, the Panthers, or the Falcons to have as poor teams as they did. Not much turnover in New Orleans or Carolina with the coaching staff. I don't think any, really. Atlanta's been one to flip it around. They cut their coach. They got someone new in there. Stinky Jackson, he's there. And actually, we took on their offensive coordinator. I can't remember his name. I think it's Sox Magoo. They're going to be... So he'll have some mindset. I'm sure you bring in a new offensive coordinator, he's going to make some changes to the playbook, just some small ones. But I feel like he'll have some meetings with the defensive coordinator. Our guy, the Tampa Bay offensive coordinator, will be speaking with the defensive coordinator, letting him know this is what we did there. You know, that's what you do. That's what you do. Speaking of questionable practices in the NFL, you got Jerry Rice saying, hey, you know, I used to fucking spray some stickum on my hands. Fuck the Pats. I can't remember if I talked about this last week. You know, before you go shitting on other teams that do, again, questionable practices, make sure, and he talked about this before he shit on the Pats, should all of Jerry Rice's records have an asterisk next to it? I feel like I might have talked about this. I don't want to repeat myself, so I won't talk much about it. And he said he did the whole thing going, oh, well, everyone did it. Everyone did it. And then you got these other Hall of Fame receivers saying, I didn't fucking do that. Don't fucking drag me into it, okay? And, you know, I read something saying, well, this is very minor. Is it literally having glue on your hands to catch a ball? That's minor when you're a receiver who claims pretty much every record for receivers, having glue on your hands, that's a minor fucking thing. Fuck off. I like Rice. I got his jersey in an extra small in my fucking closet still. I can't get rid of it. But shut your fucking mouth, Jerry. Shut your fucking mouth. Don't run your fucking mouth, man. Just shut up. Let me talk quick about the Philadelphia Eagles here. Riley Cooper. We remember him, right? We all remember him. He was at a Kenny Chestnut concert there. A little honky-tonk. And claimed he would fight every N-word in the building. All at once, Riley? One-on-one? I mean, you're an in-shape guy, so, I mean, you could go a few rounds. But, you know, you just don't do that. Well, obviously, there was someone filming it. I don't know if he was playing for the camera or if he was just talking to a buddy saying, yeah, I'll do this, and then some asshole had a camera. Put your phones down. Can't there just be a moment where we don't have our phones out where you're filming everything that fucking happens? Okay. So, yeah, this Riley Cooper, he is on the Philadelphia Eagles calendar for 2015. He is featured as February's sexy pinup. Not perfectly, not well placed. Not well placed, seeing as though February, is that how you say it? Which also happens to be Black History Month, so poor decision on Philadelphia's part there. They came out and said something, you know, it was a mistake, and this, yeah, it was a fucking mistake. But can I be honest? How, you know, we all get on our high horses, okay? I don't know what this guy's mindset was at the time. You know, he used the word in a very derogatory, inappropriate way, okay? He's a piece of shit. But if he can produce for my fantasy team, which he hasn't, I'll keep him on. No, I don't. That's one thing for my fantasy team. I never drafted Vic. Any quarterbacks that, any players that had any problems, I would say fuck off. I'm not, even if you're fucking blowing it up, I'm not going to fucking draft you on my team. It's just not what I do. I have some respect. Have some respect. But how many of us have said something that if caught on tape, camera, or whatnot, do you think you'd still have your job? I just want you to know while you're up there on your pedestal, dancing around, you know, fucking liberal with your little panties off, swinging them in the air. Do you think to yourself, would you have your job if everyone out there heard everything that you've said? I'm not fucking, it sounds like I'm making a case for this guy, okay? I'm going to stop because I'm going to go even further and bring up other things in the past that happened to other people. But I just want people to look out there. You know, people on the newscasts fucking going, oh, well, this person did that. Have you done that? Probably in the comfort of your own home. Riley, you're a cunt. Philadelphia, city of brotherhood. You know, brotherly love, as they say, unless you're a receiver and you don't like the African-Americans. So let me bounce on over to the NHL. The fucking Lightning dropped two in a row. The last one, they lost in overtime against Nashville, which was a real good game. And what I'm seeing right now from the Lightning is they come off strong. That first period just fucking out of the gate, real hot, fucking moving around. And then it drops off. In the Nashville game, they went down 2-0 in the second, and they came back 2-2, and then they lost 3-2 with 32 seconds in overtime. Couldn't have pushed it to fucking shootout there. They had night before off, Wednesday off. They went back to work Thursday against St. Louis at the Amelie. Okay, I get them confused. I know the movie. That's where my comes from. just St. Louis didn't let up. They were up 2-0 within 5 minutes of the first period. And after two periods, St. Louis had over, I think it was almost 35 shots. Their defense is really, really not doing well. The goaltending, Ben Bishop, they pulled Ben Bishop in the St. Louis game at the start of the third period. That game ended 6-3. That last goal was an empty netter, hoping to you know, get a little closer. There was some, you know, just, it was an exciting game, I guess, if you like hockey and you like scoring. excuse me. Tyler Johnson had a real nice goal. Fucking Stammer had one. And it was just, and Connolly as well. Just, they couldn't pull it off. They hit, like I always say, they always have this chance to pull away, and they just can't get it. And luckily tonight, Montreal lost in overtime. Sadly, they couldn't have just lost, so that ties them up in first place. Montreal and Tampa Bay with 74 points. You got Detroit sitting back there with 71. Boston with 63. Nashville leading the league with 80 points. You got Anaheim, who the Lightning beat. They got 77 points. So you got Nashville, if we're looking at the entire NHL, Nashville 80, Anaheim 77, Montreal and Tampa Bay with 74, and the Islanders with 73. And St. Louis also fucking surging as well with 76 points. So they're in third place in the entire league. It's heating up. It's getting close. And the playoffs are coming up on us here, which will be very exciting. I believe those start in early to middle April, if I'm not mistaken. Also, you got the Stadium Series, which will be exciting to have. That's where usually, you know, you got your teams, the hockey, playing inside their regular arenas. But the Stadium Series, they're going to be having them playing basically baseball fields and hockey stadiums, which will be awesome. Just, it's fucking awesome. They do that with the Winter Classic every year. And it's just exciting. You get fucking thousands of fucking people out there. It's just the way hockey should be played, outside, right? Outside. You can't do that down here. Fucking ice'll melt. Am I right? The fucking ice'll melt. You can't do it. But it's exciting. And the Lightning will be taking part in that. And they will be playing against the Colorado Avalanche. I believe they only have one game. Only one game. Which is a shame. They actually are playing against Chicago Blackhawks. That'll be a fun fucking game. Okay, I may be looking into that. We bounce over to the quickly to the Orlando City Lions. I'm writing that down in scribbles. That's what you do. You look like you're writing stuff because I'm on camera right now. Probably, hey, Obama, am I right? Fucking Obama. Orlando City Lions start their season, inaugural season, on, I believe, March 9th, I want to say. It's a game at 5 o'clock. I'm looking into getting tickets. I think that'd be exciting. They've already sold about 35,000. They want to hit 60 for the opening season, opening game of the season. But, I mean, that'd be pretty good. I mean, 35,000, that's a good number. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people for soccer and soccer. Am I losing my accent? Well, I sometimes pay attention to it. When I'm in a business atmosphere, I do pay attention to it, because when you go, in the fucking file, and I'll bring this account over there, and I know this guy, the fucking loan over there. You know, when you say stuff like that, it doesn't sound too smart. So I do pay attention to it in certain situations. I'm just curious if I'm losing it altogether. Hopefully not, because I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I did hear about this. I talked to this guy about this news story he heard, that these people in Orlando, I guess they had some people down there from Boston or somewhere in New England or, you know, the tri-state area, and that the people down there, and getting a little loud. And the cops would talk to them, and the people would get loud. you know, and the cops would be like, this guy's getting aggressive, and then they beat the shit out of him. I tried to look for the story. I couldn't find anything. I wish I got the exact details of the story. But basically, it was like saying these cops thought these people were getting out of hand, so they beat the hell out of them. Which, if I've been trying to tell people forever, yeah, it's not. I'm not angry. You know, there's a difference between anger and just the way I was raised and the people I'm around and the way it is. I hate making excuses for the way that I am and blaming it on where I'm from. Oh, I'm fucking Irish. I'm a drunk. No, you're just a drunk. You're just a drunk. You're not Irish. You have a problem with alcohol. Oh, I'm loud. I'm this and that. Okay. No, but I do get loud sometimes, especially after a few of those. But it's not anger, and I may yell at people, not to prove a point, because I get excited, okay? You just gotta, take it. I'm not mad, man. I'm not mad. You know, hey, chill out. What is that Southern hospitality? What, once I raise my voice, it's gone? And you just go, okay, fuck you. So yeah, Orlando City Lions. Pick up your tickets, man. It should be an exciting season to get the MLS back in the area. It's like an hour and a half drive, right? That's not too bad for Florida, right? It's right down the road. Let me jump on quick to the USF Bulls women's basketball here. They're ranked 25th right now, 19-4. I don't watch too much basketball. It's not my thing. Unless the Celtics are playing in the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, then I'll watch. And I'm a bandwagon for that. I jump on, they're from the stat, Joe. Right from the stat, Southie, am I right? High five, you're eating a corned beef sandwich. Right now, yeah, they're ranked 25th. Eight below teams with worse records. Which I think that comes down to, you know, you're not a Duke, you're not Syracuse, you're not Kentucky, you're not the big name colleges in basketball. That's why you're ranked that low. So I'm hoping they can move up in that and make the cut in March Madness, give us something down here to look forward to. I'd like to go to a game there. Men's not doing as well. I think they're like, they're like 9-17. Or something like that. Not good. Last year they weren't too bad, but this year not doing good. But the women's is doing good, which gives us something to hope for. You got Alicia Jenkins, number 9, for rebounds in the ACC with 11.6. So they got some players on the team, which will be it'd be nice if they can slip in to the to March Madness, go deep. You know what I'm saying? Go deep. Let's go quick over to the Rays today, which is Thursday. You'll hear this Friday the 13th, am I right? What are you guys going to do, huh? What are you going to do over there? Huh? Watch some movies? I'll probably just settle in. Watch some fucking, probably just Friday the 13th. What else do you watch on Friday the 13th? You watch Friday the 13th. So Thursday, today, you'll be hearing this tomorrow again. Thursday was truck day for the Tampa Bay Rays. The team loading up to head down to Port Charlotte. Do you say Charlotte? Port Charlotte? Is that an accent? Down Port Charlotte for the spring training. Getting ready. They will play opening day spring training March 5th. So that's right upon it. February, March, right there when the Rays are going to take on the Baltimore Orioles. At the Charlotte Sports Park. Not too much going on with the Rays transactions wise. I believe Grant Balfour in the rotation pitching went back. I think he was inducted to the Australia Baseball Hall of Fame. His father, I'm going to fucking bring it down for a bit. His father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2010. He's given about 2 years to live. He's still kicking, though. He's still fucking kicking. Everyone, I don't care what you fucking say, Tampa Bay, our hearts go out to him. His father's hoping to make it to June 1st. To make it to June. I'm sorry, not first. He wants to get to June to see his son play again. I'm getting really upset right now. So February 28th, he's going to be inducted into Baseball Australia's Hall of Fame, which doesn't happen too much when you're active, but they don't have the sort of things, restrictions that we do here. So it's good to see for his father to be able to see him get inducted into that. His father was, believe he owned a team in Sydney there. And as you can see by the tone of my voice, I'm already getting upset. So we're just going to bounce up off of that. Again, nothing too much going on with the Rays. They got a lot of, they signed a lot of people to, I'm back. I'm okay. Signed a lot of people to, hey, fucking little teams over there. Little teams over here. They signed Ernesto Friere, relief pitcher. So, he's been around the league, popping around to a lot of, West Coast teams, and then he played for the Pirates last year. 10-13 record last year, giving up 3.64 runs. Not great. He was signed way back. He was signed a while ago, but he's new to the team. Just that West Coast is looking nuts. That West Coast is looking nuts. You got the Fathers out there. You got fucking Athletics, the Dodgers. It's the two teams I'm looking at are the Padres and the Athletics to just go nuts. They're going to run the fucking table on the Dodgers and the Giants. I'm hoping they don't, but I feel like they're going to. That's about it in the world of sports. Yeah, Lightning tied for first in the Atlantic Division. Bucks trying to put a team together. I'm looking at this. They still show Josh McCown on the roster. Oh, that sorry son of a bitch. Sorry. Hey, look at that. You know, got my my two favorite teams at the front and the rear of the pack, the Bucks and the Pats. Which side would you rather be on? Huh? Up front or in the back? In front, you're taking it, right? You're taking it. In the back, you're giving it. I'd rather give it if I got to do one or the other. I think that's going to do it for this week, folks. There was some news. I asked for some news last week, and I got some at the expense of Josh McCown and possible pay cuts for Vince Jackson. But I think he could take a pay cut down from $9.8 million. I could do that, Vince. You could too. I believe in you. I believe in you. Okay, until you retire and all those concussions and those hits catch up with you. But I'm already feeling it in my body, and I don't do anything. I don't do anything, and that's probably the reason I'm falling apart. Let me do one thing that I read earlier this week. Sam Bradford with the St. Louis Rams. They may let him go. I think when you have a player who's been injured in the first game of the last two seasons, hasn't played a full season, that may be lies. Don't listen to me. Allegedly. I don't know if you can stick with that guy. If he takes a hit and he's just falling apart. So I think the Rams might just look for someone else. So it's possible he might be on free agency or he might be traded. Possible Bucks picking him up. I wouldn't do it. I don't think the Bucks should pick up a guy who's going to be dropped in the first five games. Just don't do it. Just don't. Bradford, I like him, and when he plays, he's good. When he plays, he's good. He's a good quarterback. He's just got to stay healthy. I think that says a lot for the shots he's taken the past 2 years out there in St. Louis. So why don't I just close it up saying just don't look at, you got McGowan, you got Stonk McGooks on the back there. Just draft a quarterback. Just draft a quarterback. And I'm going to say this every week leading up to the draft in April, May. Okay? Do something real quick. Healthcare signups, right? End on the 15th. Odd kind of thing. But with Burger King offering 10 nuggets for $1.49, that's without tax. So that's $1.56 here in Florida. You're going to need that healthcare. There's no reason not to fucking sign up for it, okay? Just fucking sign up for it, dude. You need healthcare. And also, let me dip into Little League World Series, Jackie Robinson West team who won in 2014. Had their title suspended. They took it away from. It's just a shame that happened. But Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, held a press conference talking about it, and they had another reverend there. And basically, while the team was there, came out and said some stuff that in front of the team. The kids who were young African-American boys said that, you know, he wondered if this would have happened to a team that was in a different city, a different place, in a different race. It's really sad that those kids had to sit there and hear that, because basically what they hear is that they were prosecuted, that they were put down and their title removed because they are African American, which is a shame. You're already putting it in their heads that's what they are to expect the rest of their lives. That's not what you should do to 11, 12, 13 year olds. I think that was inappropriate, irresponsible for him to say that in front of those kids. I don't think that was the reason. I think it's a reason for the coaches. It has nothing to do with the kids. I don't know exactly what. I didn't watch the whole thing. I read some transcripts. But for him to say that, it's irresponsible to put that into to the kids' heads. That they're being punished for being African American. I guess I can't speak too much on it. But I don't think that was appropriate for him to do that to those kids. I don't think it's appropriate for them to strip the title from those kids. It should be the coaches. Who's fucking making the calls? What do you think? 12-year-olds fucking making the calls over there? Yeah, let's fucking go outside of this district and fucking bring in, you know, fucking Rick Johnson from just over there and have him play for us. No. You don't strip it from the kids. That has nothing to do with those kids. Those kids fucking beat all the other ones. So they're the best in the fucking game, and they won that. You don't strip that from the kids. It's the fucking coaches, and it's the fucking league's fault for not catching that beforehand. Okay? You don't fucking do that to the goddamn kids. You don't fucking do that. That's bullshit. And for that fucking reverend to do that, it's bullshit. You're fucking fueling your own goddamn agenda, whatever the fuck that is. Don't fucking bring the kids into it, okay? The kids should have won it, and they did. And they, Chicago South Side, representing the South Side, beat Las Vegas 7-5 in the title game. That has nothing to do with the kids. The kids won that game fair and square, and that should not be stripped from them. What you do is you suspend the team. I'm not the team. I'm sorry. You suspend the coach and nothing else. And the organizer of that thing. You don't do anything with the fucking kids. Those kids don't need that at that fucking age. They have no say over what's going on. It's a whole bullshit situation that's not going down correctly. I don't know. It's just a shame to think adults are taking their own agendas in hand and not thinking about what's best for the kids. You know, what happened, it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have, but it did, and it was caught a little too late. I guess they, you know, the team, whoever was running it, kind of reached out beyond their boundaries to bring kids in and kind of, I guess, falsify documents and have them play for their team. And I don't know if the parents were just like, okay, yeah, I guess, you know, this seems okay. You know, the kids don't have any fucking say. They won that fucking game. They won that fucking game. They're not going to hear this. Not many people are going to fucking hear this. But they fucking won. Okay? They fucking won. No doubt. There's no fucking doubt. Your fucking coaches, I don't know what there are, what the fucking stages are in fucking Little League, you know, teams. Especially at this height, you know. It's not just some random Little League team. These are teams that compete every fucking year. But I don't know. It's not the team's fault. You cannot blame the players and the fucking bring them into it to even fucking speak about it in front of them. It's fucking irresponsible. It's fucking irresponsible. You shouldn't do it. That's a tiny little hiccup, and I'd push that hiccup to its tiny little fucking diarrhea fucking fit while you're sitting on a goddamn airplane. That's what that is. Speaking about it in front of fucking kids. It's not right. It's just not right. You don't fucking bring them there and talk about the fucking thing. But these people, as you get higher, again, no matter race, no matter fucking what fucking, you know, side you're on, left, right, fucking Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. You always got a fucking, you know, you always got your own thing you're fucking going for. I don't care. I don't fucking like Sharpton. That's one thing I'm going to say. When they brought him on MSNBC, I couldn't fucking believe it because the guy can't talk. It's a hilarious show. It's fucking, you should check it out. But to do this to the kids, it's fucking ridiculous. I can't believe it. I can't fucking believe it. But I'm hoping they pick themselves up and you know, the Jackie Robinson West team, I guess the players that they say are rightfully supposed to be there. This is them saying that I hope they pick themselves up and they get back to where they should be. And the players that aren't supposed to, they find a team. And they also, you know, continue playing as well as they did for that team. I guess that's all you can hope for. It's a shit show over there, which sadly kids got dragged into. Because of adults being fucking pieces of shit, as always. And you find someone to blame. You find someone to blame. You know, and in this situation, kids are being persecuted for it and getting stripped of the something that they won rightfully. And I don't think it's as bad as they're saying it is, but it's a damn shame that it's gonna be somewhat of a life lesson that's gonna stick with them for the rest of their lives. It's just not appropriate for adults to do that, to kind of take advantage of a situation that involved kids and do their own kind of bullshit. So we'll hope for the best for the kids. The adults there, fuck off, you pieces of shit. Let me, before I close this out, I know coming off of that, coming back down to this, let me talk about Sunday, the Lightning there at Amalie, Motor Oil, baby. Big thing going down there at Amalie Arena. Hockey day, baby. Fucking hockey day. Okay, 8 a.m. They got street hockey. Okay, going down there at 4 Thunder Alley. 10:15. doors open to the arena. You got University of Tampa. You got UT versus USF. USF Ice Bowls. Then you got Sled Hockey, 145. Lightning Conference All-Star Game. You got the coaches against coach. You got some dope-ass shit going on. Then you got the Battle of the Badges at 5 o'clock p.m. I believe that's the cops against the fire department there. That should be fun. Then you get the Lightning Cup. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what the fucking Lightning Cup is. Who knows? Then after that, 8:30, you got Lightning versus the Sharks, which should be good. I watched the Sharks play, who did I watch them play? Capitals. It was a fucking great game. They got fucking going hot. That should be a real fun game to watch. So I think I'm going to find myself down there at some point during that day. Should be real nice watching. I'll be honest. I didn't realize USF had a hockey team. All their games are free. So get down there. You know, they take donations because you know, a lot of colleges down here don't have hockey teams. So they're going to take donations. So yeah, that should be a fun day. Hockey day in Tampa Bay. It rhymes. How can you not fucking go to it? Get yourself up off the fucking couch. There's no football. There's not much going on until later in the day. You got Street Hockey 8. UT, USF, 11:15. Sled Hockey. That's people. That's people doing shit. That's people doing shit while you're sitting on your fat ass fucking watching TV, doing shit. Sled Hockey, baby, 145. Lightning Conference All-Star Game, 3:15. Battle of the Badges. Cops against fucking firemen at 5. Lightning Cup at 7 and 8:30. You got Lightning and Sharks watch party outside of the stadium there. Arena, as they call it. Stadium. I just like the word stadium. So, hey, everyone out there, keep it classy. Burgundy. You know, I can't believe I said that. Oh, just stay fresh. That's cooler, right? I don't care. Everyone, be good. Be good to everyone around you. That's all that matters. Just be good. Try to be good. Hey, take it easy, everyone. Tampa Bay, keep it rolling. Stonk it.